First of all, remember that what we have also already said is that many of you have actually physically already met us, you just don't remember. We talked about encountering the race we call the Thuk.
Yes.
And how their special quality was that as long as you were talking to them and facing them, everything seemed normal. But as soon as you turned away, you completely forgot you had had that conversation with them at all.
Yes.
Well, we have learned a thing or two from them. And so, part of the idea of slowly forming contact with all of you is that we are using that technique to actually appear to some of you physically, but then allow you to forget so that it doesn't interfere with your normal life, but at the same time, it's always there within your consciousness that you actually already met us. So the more you start to remember that you have already met us, the more you allow your imagination to play with the fact that you've actually already met us, the sooner you will remember you have met us, and the sooner you will create the appropriate state in which to meet us again without forgetting. Because it's already happened. Does that make sense? All right, so play with the fact in your imagination. Let a picture unwind. If you wish to use the word imagine or pretend, an actual encounter where you really have met us face to face. Imagine it. Doesn't matter if it's absolutely, literally accurate according to how it actually did happen. Use that as a symbol to garner the energy of the encounter. And as soon as you start playing with that, little bit at a time, in those imaginary scenarios, when you imagine them in a relaxed state, little bits of them will start to come to life. Little bits of those pictures in your mind, those encounters, as they play out in your imagination, will suddenly take on a life of their own. For example, might suddenly see an image of us turn and look at you in a way you didn't imagine, and you will suddenly recognize that you're actually remembering part of the actual encounter. It will have a realistic quality to it, a lucid quality to it. If you're a little bit taken aback by that at the moment, it's all right, because it may appear that suddenly your own imagination is not under your control, but it is. It's just that you were allowing bits and pieces of that recollection to come to life again. And suddenly the reality will supersede whatever symbol you've created in your imagination, no matter how realistic it may appear. It will take on a dimensional quality of actual life. And in that snippet, in that moment, in that fraction of an instant, you will see the true light in our eyes, and you will know that the encounter was real. And the more you do that, the more real it will become, until such time as there is no difference between what is unfolding in your imagination and suddenly, out of that state, out of that imagining, one day, you will blink and think you're coming out of your imagination, but we will still be standing in front of you. And you will realize we have arrived. I will add one more bit of information we have not been allowed to share with you until now. As we have said, we will not be the first hybrid species to interact with you openly. The first will be those that are more representative of the immediate time frame closer to yours that represents the creation of the hybrid children from your own genetics, your own family coming back. And we have mentioned that some of the sightings you have had, such as the one known as the Phoenix Lights, are the ships of the hybrid species that will be the ones to make first open contact with you.
Once upon a time, many of your years ago, but yet to you, still many of your years in the future, the ones who made us, found your parallel reality and other parallel realities, and fashion from their own genetic material and yours several hybrid species, of which we are one. I did not forget my connection to my spirit, my higher mind, my oversoul, in which was made an arrangement, an agreement. And in that arrangement was set out certain parameters to open gateways and open doorways for the consciousnesses of those on the threshold of new awakening and new realities and new experiences. And I was filled with great joy to realize my becoming in this endeavor would also be an initiator of the opening of the gate and the opening of the door. And in this way, together we would work to initiate contact and open many doors so that those civilizations with whom we would interact would eventually be those who would join the alliance of worlds. And in this way did we grow and train and learn and explore together. Our world, which in our ancient language is Ethathani, place of living light. But on all the other worlds they had fashioned and also placed thereupon other hybrid races. But there are those who will be the first to make open contact with you, who have begun to show their ships to you and are now through us allowed to represent that as we are Ethathani and you are Anani. They are the Shalanaya, which means those who will come first. The Shalanaya are our cousins, our brethren, and your immediate children. From those experiences you have labeled abduction on your planet, which is for the further perpetuation of the species of those who made us. They recognize that you are similarly heading down the same road of destruction, but know that for you there is a fork that they did not take. And in so creating the hybrid races such as ourselves, did put upon us the task of assisting our ancestors, the Anani, to aid and assist in waking you up as you travel down that path, so that by the time it comes time to arrive at that fork in the road, you will take the one they did not take, and you will take the one that will allow you to continue, and you will take the one that will allow you to rejoin the family.
For quite some time, your planet, with respect to our civilizations, the extraterrestrial civilizations that are here to assist you in your transformation, your planet, in a sense, has been in a kind of a hands-off policy, non-interference directive, I believe you call it, so that you may be allowed to receive information, but not in such a manner that really affect the way in which you wish to apply that information. So we've been holding back, keeping ourselves at a distance to not force you to believe in us or anything we have to say. We have kept this hands-off policy to allow you to evolve in your own way according to your own choices. You follow?
Yes.
I believe that in many of your science fiction scenarios, this is referred to as the prime directive. Do not interfere with a society that is not ready to face a spacefaring society. a holistic society. Let them get to a point where they are ready for such contact before you engage them more fully. You follow?
Yes.
But as of that date, that quarantine, that hands-off policy is at an end. So the idea of contact from that point forward will not be based on our policies. It will be solely based on your world's expression of readiness for more open contact. Nothing will prevent us from making that contact on our end after that date. It is thus then totally in your hands after that date. You follow?
Yes.
Now, again, it doesn't mean that the next day there are going to be ships landing all over your planet. It's